USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Authorities in Italy say the death toll from the Italian highway bridge collapse yesterday has reached 39 and could still go higher. The chief of police in Genoa says they're still looking to identify the victims.
The most is Italians and some European victims, but we don't know exactly the nationality.
That is heard on NBC News. Over 30 vehicles plunging about 160 feet when a large portion of that 60-year-old bridge gave way without warning yesterday. The jury could be getting the case in a matter of hours in former Trump campaign chief Paul Manafort's bank and tax fraud trial. His defense team resting their case yesterday without calling any witnesses. Closing arguments are starting shortly. More flash flood warnings for New York and Pennsylvania as storms continue to soak the Northeast. This is USA Radio News.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead. Dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your shortlist. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn. If you're an entrepreneur, a small business owner, or perhaps want to be one for the first time, listen up. Seeking non-doctor entrepreneurs to operate a niche medical clinic for erectile dysfunction with no needles, no medication, and no surgery. I tried it out myself to see if it works. Oh my gosh, this is amazing. It's an all-cash business. No insurance. The income potential is enormous. You need $100,000 liquid to get started. Go to medicalpartnership.info. That's medicalpartnership.info. Medicalpartnership.info.
A firefighter from Utah killed battling a blaze in California is identified as Matthew Burchett. He's being remembered by colleagues as a firefighter who would do anything it took to get the job done. Here's more from Wendy King.
This is the sixth firefighter killed in the California wildfires. Overall, the 10th person to die. The Mendocino Complex fire is roughly 350,000 acres. The Carr fire is well over 200,000 acres, and the Ferguson fire is close to 100,000 acres.
Minnesota Democratic Senator Amy Klobuchar will be facing a challenge from a Republican state lawmaker in November, as State Rep. Jim Neuberger will try to stop her bid for a third term. Minnesota's other Democratic Senator Tina Smith running against Republican State Senator Karen Housley in the race to serve out former Senator Al Franken's term. Remember, we're online anytime. Find us at usaradio.com.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Congressman Keith Ellison is now the Democratic nominee for Minnesota Attorney General despite some late allegations of abuse. Thousands of people casting early ballots before the son of Ellison's former girlfriend went public with claims the congressman grabbed his mother and swore at her in a video he saw. Ellison denies the allegation. A Turkish court's rejecting an American pastor's appeal to be released from detention. Turkish media reporting the court today turned down Pastor Andrew Brunson's appeal for release from house arrest. Turkey accuses him of terror-related crimes, which he denies. Federal investigators warning U.S. banks about a sophisticated global fraud scheme involving cyber criminals hacking automated teller machines. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
During what it calls an ATM cash-out, the FBI says thieves can hack a bank or payment card processor and use cloned cards at ATMs worldwide to withdraw millions in just a few hours. The Bureau warned the attacks were expected in the coming days. It also said hackers plan to use malware to access bank customer information, exploit network access, and allow large-scale ATM thefts. Experts say the thieves send data to co-conspirators who imprint the information on reusable magnetic strip cards. I'm Wendy King.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.